Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Don Jackson Blattner's here. Are you a baseball fan? Do you follow anybody?
Ooh, I'm a Cubs fan. You know, I worked as the head dietitian for the Cubs for 10 years.
You were the head dietitian for the Cubs for 10 years.
A decade of my life. I watched baseball from behind the scenes. I love baseball.
How good is the food in the locker room now?
After me, fabulous. Chef's kiss. Mwah.
You mean because of you?
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to take all the credit. Yeah.
Well, so what do I find in there? Do I find the same stuff at like concessions, hot dogs, popcorn, soda?
No. So it's best in category. So we'll have, you know, things like tacos and pizza. I mean, back in the day. Hey, I don't know what's happening these days, right? I've been gone 2 years. But just all good for you ingredients. So
you were feeding Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo and Javi
back in the
Baez.
Day. Those were my guys.
Do you find that the modern baseball players are more health conscious than their predecessors?
1,000%. So when I first started, people were like, nutrition? What's that? And now, oh my gosh, everybody knows it's a competitive edge. And so they're most definitely interested.
It's
very well read.
I've been reading the book Ball 4, which is 50 years ago, the book written by Jim Bouton, who was Houston Astros, New York Yankees player, threw a knuckleball. He was a funny guy, but he talks about what it was like in the locker room and where they smoked cigarettes.
Of course.
Including on the bench.
Oh, yes. I mean, a definitely different world 50 years ago.
We were talking about salads on this show last week. You gave us some good ideas, 5 different food groups in general you like, and then we talked about my salad love. But then somebody said, okay, can she give us something other than bottled salad dressing ideas?
Oh, I most definitely can. Okay, so first off, please just acknowledge it's great that you're talking about salads on the air. I mean, you're stimulating everyone to want more salads, so that's A plus for you.
I have a bowl of popcorn next to me.
I like it. I like it. Okay, when it comes to salad dressings, I have a new thing that I'm doing, but it's really kind of old school, I'd say. So I make a salad, and then once it's all in the bowl, I put, wait for it, olive oil and vinegar and oregano on there. And then I toss it up. Delicious. It's the simplest thing ever.
Red wine vinegar?
Yeah, red wine vinegar. A lot of times I feel like what people try and do is like make the salad dressing so much drama. It's like drama. But back in the day, squeeze a little lemon, olive oil, and some oregano. Is delish.
My mom used to put a couple packets of Equal in there.
Oh, you know what? That is like that's old school, like maybe 70s.
But there's no harm in that.
Well, here's what I say. I'm this purist. So I did put on my Instagram, actually. You do much on Instagram?
Not much.
Okay, yeah, because I follow you and I don't see that much. Maybe we need to push you into that. I want to know what you're doing at all times.
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Well, on my Instagram, I put 6 different dressing ideas because a lot of what I like to do is start with food. So like yogurt and sriracha and cilantro, 3 ingredients that you could mix together without a blender, just mix together and use as a salad dressing. Or starting with peanut butter and putting rice vinegar in there and little hot pepper flakes. So, or you could even, you know what? This is a good one. I did raspberries. They were sort of going bad. I was like, oh no, I got to deal with this. I got to eat these before they go bad. Mashed them up with vinegar and olive oil and made my own fresh raspberry vinaigrette.
Do you have a oil that you like especially?
Yes, there is one oil that is the apple of my eye. Is that a thing? Apple in my eye?
It is.
Or an olive oil?
Although
it's
not for an olive oil.
Yeah, it's olive oil. So I don't think that was the right phrase. Olive oil is the best. When anybody says, what oil should I use? The answer is olive oil.
Whose?
Oh, whose olive oil? As long as it's extra virgin olive oil. That means that it's just been simply pressed. There's a lot of little flecks of olives in there for good health. And I'll tell you what, you can't read a research study that doesn't say Mediterranean diet / olive oil / fish, all those good fats. aren't going to save your life. I mean, bottom line, I'm not trying to be dramatic.
Slash olive
They're
oil,
so
slash
good.
Fish. What does that mean?
Oh, I mean, that's how I talk in text.
Yeah.
Like slash,
here
slash,
here on
slash.
The radio,
yeah.
It's a verbal medium. So make sure you have fish and olive oil
yes,
in your diet.
Exactly.
But you don't care if it's Kalavata olive oil or somebody
nope.
else's olive oil.
As long as it's extra virgin olive oil, and it really is the best.
Intermittent fasting or dieting eating, what do you call that trend?
Yeah, IF, intermittent fasting, and
okay.
it is the hottest.
What are the books that you've written?
One's The Flexitarian Diet, being a flexible vegetarian, so not full in, flexible. And Superfood Swap, eat what you love, but swap in superfoods.
You're also Shape Magazine Advisory Board Member and People Magazine Celebrity Diet Consultant. You did the nutritional consultancy for the Chicago Cubs up to a couple of years ago. One last thing about that, and then we got to go on to this intermittent stuff.
Yeah.
But you were saying off the air that athletes, and that's a lot of us, we don't all have to be professional athletes. If you sweat a lot, you lose salt.
Yes, salt actually is an electrolyte, and it's the number one thing you lose in sweat. And so for people who are very active, not hydration by water alone, but actually electrolyte replacement is huge.
But so, you don't like Gatorade.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a naturalist. I'm a purist. So I love something like coconut water with a little added salt is great before, during, or after workouts. And I tell people, listen, you know, don't believe me. Test it. Test it in your own body. And people are like, oh my gosh, I can push myself longer and harder when I am well hydrated. And that is true.
And you need a little salt.
You need a little salt.
And you said off the air, performance is noticeably less when you're losing salt.
Yeah, if you are dehydrated, you definitely have poor performance. Lots of ways to tell if you're dehydrated, but the number one way, there's lots of fancy ways. The number one way is just to look at the color of your pee, actually. And you really want it very lightly tinted yellow. If it's bright yellow, you're doing something wrong. You need to drink more water, and it could also be electrolytes, like a sports drink.
John, I'm guilty of using fat-filled bottled dressing. I love these suggestions, says Therese in Lake Villa.
Keep those compliments coming.
708 says, I've been doing IF for 3 years. I've lost 60 pounds. I love it. No, now it's my way of life. I'll not go back to eating and snacking. What is intermittent fasting?
Okay, so intermittent fasting is the hottest thing. All reports say it's the number one trend. And basically, it means intermittent fasting. It means periodically not eating. Okay. And so there's lots of different kinds. There's like 5-2, where you eat regularly for 5 days of the week, and 2 days a week you eat like 500 calories, 5-2. But the most popular is time restricted eating or time restricted feeding. And that is where you have like 18 hours where you do not eat, and then 6 where you are eating. Or it could be 12-12. You know, see, these are adding up to 24 hours. So 12 on or 12 off. 14, what would be that? 10, 14-10. So you can decide, you know, what level of fasting you want. But basically what you're trying to do is you're using your sleep. So say I stop eating at 8 p.m. and I use my sleep to start the clock. So, 8 p.m. I stop eating, go to bed, 8 a.m. now I'm at 12 hours. Now 9, 13, 10, 14. So you can see this adds up over the sleep period. So it's not like you're awake not eating.
Well,
you're also counting your sleep.
It's not so torturous then, but then I don't eat until lunch. Now from noon to 8 p.m., I've got an 8-hour window. Maybe I take a 1 o'clock lunch. It's a 7-hour window, but I've skipped to breakfast. Is that a good idea?
Okay, so intermittent fasting, bottom line is, I actually really like it. And I like it for so much beyond weight loss. People always are just trying to focus on the weight loss. But what happens is, when you have these periods of time when you're not eating, your body says, maybe we should do some repair now. I don't have all this energy digesting my food. Maybe I should repair some of these cells. And there's this word called autophagy. And that means basically that your body becomes this automatic cleaning oven. And so when you go through these periods of fasting and your cells that are kind of weak and old start clearing away. And so people are noticing in terms of research, when you do this intermittent fasting, it is not only weight loss, it is way beyond that, like cognitive health, heart health, blood sugar balance, anti-inflammatory, longevity. These are the things that get me excited about it. For a long time, I was like, I don't know about this, but I am so on board because of those extra benefits.
What do you eat when you eat?
So when you eat, the biggest mistake I see with intermittent fasting is people think, I'm just going to do what I do and just skip breakfast. There couldn't be anything further from right. That is so wrong. Because what you're trying to do is you're saying, okay, hey, yes, I'm going to eat. But in that shorter period of eating, I better pick very good for me foods because I have less time to eat all the nutrition that my body needs. So you have to be extra vigilant in that time that you're eating to really be thinking of nourishing foods to get all your vitamins and minerals.
Well, you didn't exactly bury the lead. But then, I mean, but because it's not just the fact that you're eating intermittently, but that you're eating very intelligently in that smaller window.
Exactly. And a lot of times that's not emphasized. You know, people sort of like that, you know, oh, all it is that you're not eating certain times and that you're eating certain times. But you got to just remember, hey, your body still needs all those
nutrients. Well, what do I eat when I do eat then?
So when you do eat, it really is this idea of, we call it the performance plate in sports, but it's all of us need performance. And performance is, you look on your plate and you say, is there a protein food? Like fish or beans or meat
or chicken.
But you're
not counting calories.
You're not counting calories. You look on your plate to see if you have some whole grain food. So, you know, do I have quinoa? Do I have oats? Do I have whole grain bread?
How about if I have 3 chicken breasts?
No, because you're going to need the first, you say, okay, to yourself, I need the protein. I need the grain. And then you're going to ask yourself, where are my vegetables? And where is the good fat? So you try and have this balanced meal of vegetables and balanced fat.
All right, how about if I have 3 chicken breasts and all that other stuff?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so then if you really are eating balanced and you feel like you need so much food, you can absolutely do that. But here's what intermittent fasting people like, is that it starts changing your appetite signaling. And so people say, huh, you know what? When I do end up eating, I really can't eat that much. So it really also is not about grazing through that window of eating. It really is being mindful about having those balanced meals. That's how you do it right.
Do you like a different program more than another? 12,
yes.
24.
I love people to start out with 12-12. A lot of people are like, I don't know about this. I don't know what I should do. It's 12-12. Do 12 hours without eating. 12 hours that you have your 3 meals.
8-8. That's not hard.
That's not hard. 8-8, you can do it. Then go to 13, 14, 15, maybe 16.
Really? You're trying to close that window?
Close the window. See how you feel. If you feel like more energy, more focus, you feel good, that's great. Now, not everybody should do intermittent fasting. If you have diabetes or you have heart disease, you're pregnant, you're lactating, you have eating disorder history. I mean, this isn't for everyone, bottom line. It's not some sort of magic bullet, but it is an interesting thing beyond weight loss to get some health benefits.
You mentioned the 5-2, where you're 5 days on, 2 days off or whatever. Talk about that.
5-2, not as popular. 5 days, you're just trying to live your regular life, trying to be mindful about what you eat, but just regular. And 2 days a week, it's like 500 calories or less. So you're really doing these low calorie days, just 2 of them, and then regular days.
Do you post about all this stuff? If I want to follow you, are you on
baby.
This?
Oh, baby. Yes, I do.
How do I follow you?
You know, hey, my website has everything, DJ Blattner, but I'm also on Instagram, which I'm trying to convince you to be more on.
I'm not going
to
do that. DonJacksonBlattner.com, DonJacksonBlattner, BLATNER.com, the food and nutrition expert. And on Insta, you're at DJ Blattner.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk next week. Do you mind?
I love it. Thanks so much.